Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
A word of warning. This episode contains two instances of a starter pistol. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
You're humming.
Oh. Right. Yeah, me too.
And you too. I mean, you know, the Perry that you are, not the Perry that... I mean, change is fine and different is cool, but like, you changing, not things changing you. It's okay if you want to change. I mean, I'm cool with that. Like, I mean, new Perry, yeah.
Benny? It's too early in the morning for this. Thanks. I know what you mean. Now drink your tea.
Right. Thanks. Can I float an idea by you?
Sure.
Okay. Now keep an open mind.
I already don't like the sound of this.
Well, I was thinking with how weird the world is, what if Ace isn't in it?
How do you mean?
I mean, what if there are other buildings that go into the fog, or other ways to go into it? And I was just thinking,
what if Ace is in there?
Right, exactly.
He's not.
But how do you know?
We're not going into the fog, Benny.
Okay, but don't you want to know what's actually...
End of discussion.
Okay, this place is definitely haunted.
I don't even know what this place is.
Looks like some kind of sports facility.
Last time anybody played sports in here was probably decades ago.
Oh, shit.
What?
They had the Olympics here. Look.
Whoa.
You know, one of my sisters almost qualified.
Really?
Yeah. Javelin.
Wish I could do that. Never really took to sports. Kept getting hit in the face by the ball. Never knew if it was on purpose or not.
Do you hear that?
No.
Let's stay on our toes.
Benny?
Yeah?
I'm beginning to see what you meant. This place is weird.
Haunted?
Okay, yeah, haunted.
Though that's a lot of people to be haunting a place.
It's coming from the stadium.
This is the part of the movie where the friend says, no, let's not go towards whatever's making the sound in the abandoned place, and then later gets killed after the protagonist ignores that. Yeah, she's not listening.
Benny, what's...
You walk out, and you're a hero. You stride around the stadium surrounded by your team, your people. You think that your ears will never stop ringing. You are smiling, everyone's smiling. You cannot believe you are there. But the years, decades even, all that work believes otherwise. You look around and know everyone's heart's beating fast. So fast. Tonight, you are all heroes. In the coming weeks, you all will discover if you will become gods, but in that moment, you don't feel the weight of that possibility. In that moment, it is enough to be a hero. Days later, you think you can still hear the roar. In the weeks following, that smile lingers. Ready, set, kapow! Gunshots go off and you are racing to become a god. No, you are racing to discover if you have been one this whole time. Left, right, breathe, breathe. Sweat drips, muscles burn, lungs burst. None of that matters to a god. Everyone in the pack knows this. Some of them convince themselves their bodily limits are of no consequence. Of course, they are a god. Some of them know their mortality all too well, and the certainty of godliness belongs not in their minds. Then there are those who do not think at all. They don't need to. The magnitude of their existence in this body which has no limit, they move left, right, each footfall, the only thing in the universe that matters, shouting, yelling, cheering. Confirmation as you cross the finish line. Your status, sealed.
Where did it all go?
I don't know. Oh, Benny. There's another person across the field.
Where?
He's walking toward us now.
Should we run?
Something tells me there wouldn't be a point.
It's been a while since I've seen living faces.
Hello?
Hello? My name's Glenn. Yours?
Benny. And this is,
Perry. Nice to meet you.
What are you doing here, Glenn?
Existing. What are you two doing here?
Exploring.
Let's play something. Come on, won't but tigers visit here. This is a sports facility. Let's play some sports.
I don't play sports.
No? Not even ping pong? Or how about archery?
I was more of a tennis guy.
Ooh. I never played against someone in tennis. Want to play? Not very good.
Sure.
You win. You get this shiny medal. I win. I get to compete again. Against her.
Benny, this doesn't seem like a good idea.
Oh, come on, Perry. It's just for fun.
Yeah. Come on, Perry. That was nothing but net, buddy.
I thought you said you never played before.
I never played someone, but I've had plenty of practice against myself. Ace in the crowd final!
This guy, it...
Bad news? I told you, Benny.
Damn, that felt good. Woo! Has been a while, I tell you.
What sport?
What?
That was the deal. You win, we play. What sport? What's the prize?
We'll figure that out in a little bit. Here, let me show you around more.
Perry,
something tells me we don't have much of a choice right now. So, Glenn, how long you been around here?
Long enough.
But how long?
Let's just say the rise and fall of the moon and sun don't mean much to me anymore.
You don't look old enough to talk like that.
Well, you don't look old enough to have eyes like that, and yet here we are. Shape our experiences, whittled away by our mistakes.
But it doesn't seem like you're free to move. Leave, I mean.
Perhaps not.
Why do you... did you like running?
You picked up on that, huh? For me, it was what I was best at. You know, it was freedom. It was being able to trust my body to do what it needed to do to get me to where I wanted to be.
What if you didn't know where you wanted to be?
Never occurred to me.
Huh.
Hey, did you ever play that hand game as a kid? You know, clap your hands, agree on a location, and run there and back?
The only hand game I remember had something to do with a steamboat?
Please let me show you how fast I can run.
Yeah, that's the one. See, whenever I played as a kid, I'd win, so after a while I realized, wow, I could get a medal for doing this, you know, just running as fast as I could. Pretty cool. Want us to show you?
Please let me show you how fast I can run. How fast I can run. How fast I can run. Please let me show you how fast I can run. How fast I can run. How fast I can run. Wait until the count of five and run to the stands. Run to the post. Run to the post. If you're last to run back, you become the ghost. You become the ghost. You become the ghost. One, two, three, four, five.
Oh no. Perry.
Shh. I think. Hold on.
You're last.
I know.
That's the deal.
No, it's not. We agreed. Last to run back. I walked.
But...
Last to run back becomes the ghost.
And no, that...
I'm sorry. But you tried to trick me, so I had to be tricky too, and... And I know you don't want to be here, but you can't just trick somebody into doing what you want.
This isn't fair. I won the game.
But you didn't. She found a loophole.
You can't do that. I can't be kept here. I want to leave. The world needs to know that I can still beat it. That I'm... I thought I was a god, but... I'm nothing more than... a stubborn whisper refusing to fall silent.
Most of us are stubborn whispers, and that's okay, Glenn.
No, it's not. Not for me. I will not end that way. Here. You just raise that in the air. And fire.
Okay.
Ready? Set? Go! He's gone.
Yeah.
Want to go back? Feels like we're done here.
Yeah. Let's go.
The Far Meridian. Created by Eli Barraza. Produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Jose Donato as Benny, and Joshua Nicholas as Glenn. Editing and sound design by Misha Stanton. Music by Masato Abe. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at the Far Meridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.